Hello. In this session, I want to introduce you to sleight of mouth and sleight of mouth patterns. Sleight of mouth was developed by Robert Diltz, and it was based on modelling, in particular, Richard Bandler and the way that he could challenge beliefs that people were holding, but also by taking information in from lots of other people who have been able to challenge and establish and then change people's beliefs over a long period of time. And you may notice that there is some connections with the meta model and the Milton model, and that's because we're looking primarily at language patterns. So there are essentially 14 sleight of mouth patterns, but we want to introduce you initially to how this works in terms of how people structure a belief. So what's the normal way that people put beliefs together? And then we can look at the way the sleight of mouth patterns fit around this belief and the way that the beliefs are structured. So I'm going to introduce you to a way of coding beliefs and how beliefs are structured, and then we'll look at some sleight of mouth patterns. So let's talk with a simple belief that most of us have held at some point in our lives, which is, I believe in Father Christmas. Now, understanding where that belief comes from and what evidences that belief can be really helpful in terms of changing that belief if you wanted to change that belief. So let's look at how these beliefs work. So initially, you might say, okay, well, the evidence I have is if I see somebody dressed in a Santa Claus suit, that makes me think that Santa Claus exists. So if I see that, then I believe that Santa Claus or Father Christmas exists. That will in turn lead me to do something. So, in this sense, if I see somebody wearing a Santa Claus outfit, then I believe Father Christmas exists, and that means that I'm good all year. So it can lead to a behavior in that sense. So the first part of this is what we call a cause and an effect. So if something happens, an effect takes place. So if I see someone in a Santa Claus outfit, then I believe someone exists. So the cause is seeing the Santa Claus suit, the effect is a belief. And the meaning, then, in NLP terms, you might have come across before, is a complex equivalent. So, if I see somebody wearing a Santa Claus outfit, then I believe Father Christmas exists. That's the cause and effect. The belief and the meaning means I'm good all year is the complex equivalence. And all beliefs are normally structured in this way. So what we're going to look at with the sleight of mouth pattern is about how we can actually challenge those beliefs, in particular the cause and effect complex equivalent element of it. So I'll introduce you to the patterns, then I'll give you an example of how that belief can be challenged using all of those different patterns, and then you can have a go and you can explore it yourselves. So here we go. So let's have a look at this. So in this sense, this is the complex equivalent part of the beliefs that we just talked about earlier. So we've got X equals Y. So X means Y. So X, I believe in Father Christmas. Y, I be good all year. I change my behavior because I'm going to get some results from it. So that's the circle part. So let's have a look at some of the patterns, all of the patterns, and we'll talk through them in a little bit of detail as we go through. The first one is consequence. So there's a consequence to believing and changing that behavior in that sense. Then we've got another outcome. So we could challenge in terms of giving you another outcome. So we raise people's awareness of the consequence. We can introduce a different outcome. we can look at a hierarchy of criteria in terms of how that fits in our own hierarchy of importance. So how important is it compared to something else? We can challenge in terms of redefining that consequence and that meaning and that outcome. We can apply it to self, so we can return it back on the person who's talking in that sense. We can use a metaphor to change the outcome. We can chunk down into detail to challenge the belief. And then we can look on the other side, on the cause of side of the equation there, and we can chunk up to make it more abstract, to look at the reasoning behind that belief and to challenge that belief in that sense. We can redefine it in that sense as well and go into more detail. We can give a counterexample of the belief. We can talk about intent, so we can challenge the intent of the belief or what's the reason for it. And we can apply the belief to self as well as the behavior. We can turn that back on the individual. We can look at the model of the world, so we can challenge the model of the world in terms of that belief. Or we can look at the reality and we can challenge the reality strategy of that statement and of that belief. We can change the frame size. We can make the frame within the whole context much bigger or much smaller. Or we can look at the metaframe. We can take ourselves out of that whole situation and look at the whole image, the whole situation, the whole belief, the whole process. So these are essentially the 14 patterns. I know that we've got the 16 on there, but apply to self and redefine it, apply on both sides. So that works in that sense. So these are the meta model patterns. What I want to do is to so these are the sleight of mouth patterns. And what I want to do is to apply it to a belief, a complex equivalent, and see how we can challenge all of those different elements. So let's take the idea that cancer equals death. Now, what you'll find as we go through with this is that some of them you'll agree with, some of them you'll find are a bit aggressive, some of them you won't believe are appropriate. And that gives you some indication of how you feel about that statement, that complex equivalent that cancer equals death. So we'll see how we go on with this, but let's use this as an illustration. So if we take, first of all, consequence, so you might say beliefs like this tend to become self-fulfilling prophecies because people stop exploring their options. So there's a consequence of having that belief. You might look at a different outcome. So the real issue isn't what causes death, but what causes life and health. So we're looking at a different outcome, again, to challenge that complex equivalent. You might have a hierarchy criteria, and you might say that, don't you think it's more important to be genuine than to tell people what they want to hear? Again, challenging the thought processes and the belief that's the complex equivalent that's there. You might redefine it. You might physically just say cancer doesn't cause death, it causes fear. You might apply it to self and say, oh, you know what, that's a pretty deadly belief to hang on to. So we're taking that belief and applying it back to the person and challenging it in that way. We might use a metaphor. We might use a parallel metaphor. I had a friend who had cancer and didn't die. Or you might use an isomorphic one, the Alice in Wonderland, about, well, that's impossible. Yeah. And I believe, I challenge myself to believe in a certain number of impossible things before breakfast. So we might use metaphor in that sense to challenge the belief. We might chunk down which cancer specifically, how specifically does it cause death or death? Going back over to the other side of the equation, we might chunk up and we might say that, are you saying that one change or mutation in the small part of a system automatically causes destruction of the whole system? So we're taking that element and we're chunking that up from just what cancer actually is and chunking it up to the bigger element. We might redefine the cancer side of it and say it's not the cancer that causes death, it's the weakened immune system that causes death. We might have a counterexample. We might say, have you ever heard of anyone who had cancer and lived? which is kind of a little bit more meta-modeling. We might look at intent. We might say, I know you want to prevent false hope, but you're not preventing, but you are preventing any hope at all. So let's look at the intent of that belief, that cause and effect. What is the intent there, and challenge the intent? We might apply that back to self and say, just with that belief has spread like cancer. We might look at the model of the world and say, not many medical people have that belief. So let's take your model of the world and apply that more broadly. Or we might have a reality strategy and say, okay, so how would you know if it wasn't true? So what about that evidence? Let's change that cause and effect process and start with the evidence. We might decide to change the frame size and say, you know, if everyone had that belief, we'd never have a hope of finding a cure. Or we might look at the meta frame and say, you have that simplified belief because you don't have a model that allows you to explore and track and test all of the complex variables that contribute to the process of life and death. So taking it up and out of this whole kind of belief in itself. So there's an example of using the sleight of mouth patterns against that belief. Now, the point about this is that you could use any one of those, or you could use all of them. That would feel a little bit like being under attack. And depending on the situation, depending on the belief, and depending on the individual, and of course, the relationship you've got, you might choose to use one of them rather than another. So you might decide to go down a metaphor route. You might decide to challenge the belief with, it's not the cancer that causes death, it's the weakened immune system. Remember, the problem that if you just go against a belief, then what happens is you get a conflict. You get that conflict. Beliefs against beliefs are really difficult to change just if you have a completely separate belief. So by using sleight of mouth patterns, you can challenge both sides of that equation. You can challenge the meaning of the belief, or you can challenge the belief itself. You can look at the intent, you can look at the consequences, and you can challenge any one element of those things. So this is a tool that can be quite difficult to use initially, but you probably find that you do some of that anyway. And again, it's based on a lot of the work that Richard Bandler does and the approach that he used and still uses in terms of challenging people's beliefs, working one-to-one or working with groups. And so some of those you might find that you disagree with in those particular ones with that belief. But if you applied that approach to different beliefs, then you might find that they work, or they all work for you, because it does give you an understanding of how you affect that belief or how you interact with that belief. In that particular example, cancer equals death, then there may be things about there that you actually agree with or that you disagree with, or you can agree with to a certain amount. The point about this, as with the meta model and the Milton model, is it's not about you, it's about the person you're working with and finding the best approach to break through that crust and change the belief so that the meaning is different and the approach and the outcome is different, depending on what outcome you're looking for. And that's the really important part about this. It's about having an outcome before you start the process. So there's a lot of different phrases in there to use, lots of different patterns. And again, like with the meta model and the Milton model, you're only really going to get to understand it if you apply it. And if you try it out and if you think about it. And there is, along in the notes, there is a PDF file with a blank set of sleight of mouth patterns there for you to have a go at, to think about a complex equivalent, think about a belief, and apply it either to yourself or with other people. So the more that you do this, the more familiar it becomes, the easier it becomes to use the sleight of mouth patterns as you use them. It's a very, very powerful tool to influence people's beliefs, because remember, what we're trying to do here is change beliefs, is influence people to change their beliefs, because if they change their belief, they'll change their behavior, they'll get different results. And so rather than just disagreeing and attacking a belief and saying that's just not true, then we need to find more subtle ways to do it. And sleight of mouth pattern is a more subtle way, depending on how you use it, of course, because you may look at it and think, actually, it's quite a sledgehammer. And like all tools, it can be used in different ways. So try the exercise, try it out, think about it, think about how to apply it, and just try it and see how you get on with it. Again, another really useful and powerful tool to have in your toolbox.